Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
And I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and everything is legal in New Jersey. Even if I can't take my eyes off of you, I'm going to walk like a man because I'm a big man in town. You're the apple of my eye, so I'm working my way back to you. It's a trance, but let's hang on and let Sherry know that my boyfriend's back, you ragdoll. Come on, Marianne, don't worry about me because my eyes adored you. It's just that I can't give you anything but love. Bye-bye, baby. Joining us today are the usual Jersey boys and earth angels, including Kevin, who loves you, Jager.
Lots of people, hopefully.
Kimberly, our what a game master of the house, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Master
of the house.
I like
Hello.
That.
Game master of the house.
Yes. And with us
That's
today.
That's what people always think that I say. They think that I'm saying the game master, not the game master.
The game, but also I'm in charge of you.
You are.
And with us today is a former Paper Mill Playhouse rising star nominee.
What?
Who you may have seen in HBO's Paterno or on Broadway in Les Mis. Currently, he's playing Shelly Berger in Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
Yes, tie all together.
Exactly. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Joshua Morgan. Y'all ready for this?
No.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
I'm already obsessed with you guys. I'm like, I'm riding on cloud nine. See, I can play the same game.
There you go.
Here we go.
Is that always the opening?
That specific one, yes.
The Jersey Boys?
No.
I did Jersey Boys because we have fun stories to tell from our days in Jersey when we were Jersey Boys.
Wait, Kevin, are you the only non-Jersey person
I am.
In this room?
I'm a man from Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. Close. Yeah.
So this whole thing that's been happening recently on the social media is funny.
Yeah. Man from Florida, right.
You should just pop into everyone's tweet about it, like, Florida man, and you're like, hey, that was me.
Yes.
it's just
pictures of me waving.
But you can follow Josh at J Morgan Arts on social media.
That sounds like a foundation.
Yeah.
J Morgan Arts.
I'm a little embarrassed about
Why?
It.
Why?
Because, you know, I mean, it's like we wanted to, you know, of course, I wanted Joshua Morgan, but that's a famous football player.
Right.
It is?
Who, by the way, yes.
Never
I
heard
know.
Of him.
DC guy, lived in DC for 6 years.
US football or like world football?
Does that mean soccer?
Yes.
yes. US football. Good old classic American.
Like pigskin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. he once sent me a headshot of himself and said, nice name, good luck with the acting.
Weird, really? Right?
Yeah.
That's
totally.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
You should have sent one back and said,
like,
nice
did he
name,
send
good
it,
job
like,
with the balls.
Good job.
Oh. Like, did he slide into your DMs? Or, like, did he, like, send it to you?
So this is bizarre. So I ran a theater company for, like, 6 years.
Okay.
And he, I don't know how, I have no clue how he knew that or knew who it was.
I mean,
but anyway, he sent it to the theater that I worked at in, like, a manila envelope. Like, it was, like, a submission for, like, consideration.
That's funny.
So Joshua Morgan is taken. So when I was trying to think of, you know, what my handle was going to be, and I wanted it the same across the board.
What year was this, do you think?
Well, it wasn't that long ago.
Okay. Sure.
I will say that because I wanted to have them similar. So it was probably like 3 years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't that long.
Okay.
But then I was like typing
so there
all
there are probably lots
the
of Joshua Morgans already.
Lots of Joshua Morgan. I'm actually working to buy the actual one from the person who actually
Oh, your friend.
It. Oh, yeah.
Your headshot friend.
No. I know that sounded
What's his
that,
handle?
It sounded like I set it up like as though it was him. It actually isn't.
Oh.
So that was an anticlimax.
Well, let's go right into what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Vodka all the way.
Okay.
Because that's what my grandma used to drink. Vodka and lemon lime Schweppes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Schweppes.
In an if-then cup.
Schweppes.
Yeah.
Thank you. In a if-then cup.
It's Reyka.
Yep, it is Reyka vodka.
Smooth and brilliant.
Icelandic.
So good.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever had this before?
No, I actually haven't.
It's really good.
You know, my best friend and I, another Jersey girl.
Sure.
Yes.
We buy alcohol based on the labels.
Sure.
That's a I like it's this a really label nice that, label.
So this is a vodka I would buy because this Reyka vodka is really cute.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Looks nice on
look,
a shelf.
I was just gonna say it would look nice on like a styled bookshelf.
Sure. Oh, totally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can just fill it with water and be like, I don't really drink, but meanwhile you drink.
Kimberly, what are you drinking?
Mm. I have some Hendrix that Robbie Rozelle gave us.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Robbie.
That is just for me because you guys hate gin.
Gin, yeah, pretty much.
Robbie gave Kimberly gin.
Yeah, it's very clever of me to just be like, bring stuff for Negronis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I keep the gin forever. And obviously, I have Ruben and Clay's first annual Christmas Carol Family Fun Pageant Spectacular Reunion Show Cup.
I am drinking some of the Milagro tequila. I'm drinking the silver.
So good.
And I'm drinking it with the Schweppes lemon lime, and it is in a waitress cup.
Ooh, I'll be honest, the Milagro has become one of my favorites.
Is there a gold?
We have an Añejo here.
I just got the...
bar.
I love it. I just got the Girl Scout song stuck in my head.
Hmm? Which one?
Make new friends, but keep the old.
Oh no, that's
one
from We. That's from We
gold.
Sing in Sillyville. Thank you very much.
I've never heard of any of this.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Wait, did you never watch We Sing in Sillyville?
Oh, of course.
With
no.
Silly Whim, and she loses
totally
all of her colors.
It. Yeah,
that's my favorite one.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, when she loses all her colors.
Oh yeah.
And then into the coloring book.
I have no reference point for this
show.
Oh,
we should do that for our Patreon episode. Watch that. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Sillyville?
For our Patreon. Yeah, for our Patreon
episode. For our Patreon episode.
Also, I feel really tacky.
Why?
Because I should have brought a bottle of alcohol for you guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Robbie brought us for us.
I know, but that's
like
something you should have done.
No, don't worry about it. We are here to treat you.
Yeah.
And I'm also drinking the Milagro and a Phantom of the Opera cup.
Ooh, in the Schubert Organization cup specifically, too.
Yes, it's a Schubert Phantom cup.
Which is home to Ain't Too Proud.
It's true. And we will get to Ain't Too Proud.
Oh, we're at the Imperial.
But it's okay. But first...
Oh, you are the Imperial?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like my Reuben and Clay cup.
But let's talk a little bit about... Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about our history together.
Brian Plofsky.
We met each other 17 years ago, 18 years ago or something like that.
I say 17 because Jelani Remy is also an Ain't Too Proud.
Uh-huh.
And I keep saying I've known him for 17
years. But we did Paper Mill with him as well.
Exactly.
He was also a rising star?
Three of us were Paper Mill rising star and Harmony lead actors.
He was supporting maybe for Scarecrow?
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
I really think it was you... Me, Jelani, whoever won.
Ryan, because they said his name was Ryan, and I thought I won. And they said, Ryan Leonard. I was like, no, I was 18. I was going through so many things.
Yes, yeah. of course. He
for Che.
And, you know, if I remember correctly, Brian, we each had to sing a snippet.
We did, so.
Of our song.
So
it's like a Tony Awards, but of high school kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. So New Jersey does this thing called Rising Star Awards, where every school can apply to be a part of it. And it's basically the Tonys
Mine did
for
not,
high schoolers.
So I know none of this.
Yeah. So we were two of five or six best actor nominees on our senior year of high school for our shows. And you get on stage and like they do this whole medley of like the big song that you each do
Does
from
this
that.
Does this feed into the Jimmy Awards?
No, they're different, but they're similar.
Okay.
Oh, there was another. So you were nominated for...
Because those can get you on Broadway, I hear.
Right.
Yeah, really?
This is a rumor.
Yeah, the kid in Dear Evan Hansen won the Jimmy Award last year.
Andrew
and now he's Evan
Feldman.
Hansen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think there
were... Even Obatata was on the Jimmy Awards with what the casting director
she
saw
her. Saigon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there was another, what's it called?
Person.
Jean Valjean. I think they were you and another Jean Valjean nominated that same year.
Oh, you were in Les Mis?
Actually,
wait.
You were in Les Mis on the Broadway and in high school?
Weird, right?
Yeah, wait. Right.
You know what I do remember? I remember them wanting me to sing Who Am I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to sing that. And so I asked if I could do Bring Him Home. And they said, yeah, because I want to sing... First of all, I'm not going to risk that end of 24601.
Yeah, that's
in front of all those
Caddy
high schoolers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mistake.
So did the other Valjean have to sing it?
I actually don't remember...
Or did he just
another
sing?
Valjean.
I do. Or maybe he was a Javert from another high school. Was it your high school or another high school?
It was a Javert. And and Brian and I were talking about this briefly as we were walking in. It's amazing to me how indelible that moment, I've used indelible 7 times in the past day. It's like hitting me now. But, how indelible that experience was, because I have Matt Bann is a name.
I love Matt Bann.
Yes, you know Matt Bann?
From Surflight.
Yeah.
I
knew Matt Bann before that, remember?
Yeah.
From, because we did the summer program at Paper Mill. So. That's friend of the show, Justin Colombo's best friend.
Really?
Justin Colombo's best friend is Matt Bann?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I just in high school?
Oh, Justin Naco, who is now Chelsea Piers. I went to see my boyfriend in a play, and I was like, wait. I mean, these people that in these, because we only spent, okay, so here's how it
works. And Rob McClure was our teacher.
Was he our teacher?
Well, I did it 2 years, the summer program, so it may have not been the year we did it together.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but I do. I remember Rob. I mean, I know Rob, and I remember him from that. But that when we were nominees, you got to do the program for free in the summer,
that's
right?
Awesome. Yeah, that's correct.
3 months.
Yeah.
So we did. We were nominated, and then we all got to spend 3 months together. And those somehow, like those 3 months, were very formative for me as an artist.
Absolutely.
But this is the first time you and I are seeing each other.
Since that, absolutely. Wow. But now you're on Broadway and Ain't Too Proud.
Yes.
And you play Shelley Berger. Mm. When you play somebody who is a real person in real life, for this specifically, how much research did you do? You know, going into it, kind of what did you take in your control in terms of research, and what did you add to it from your own experiences?
So I've never played anybody else who's been alive.
Sure.
And Shelley is a monumental figure from Motown with not a lot of information on him.
Interesting. Mm.
But it speaks so much to who Shelley is. Shelley represented the Temptations, the Supremes, Jackson 5. And Berry Gordy brought him into Motown to really help with crossover, to sort of find a strategic way to introduce black artists to white audiences. Mm-hmm. And Shelley worked his butt off to do that. And I say this with so much respect to Berry Gordy and Otis and everybody who's still around and helped to build Motown, but Shelley's very humble about the fact that he did a lot of work that people don't even know about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of research, I was drawing blanks. I couldn't even find a lot of pictures.
Wow.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Have you met?
I've met him many, many times.
Yay. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, his son's named Josh, and his daughter calls me daddy every time she sees me.
So funny.
How old is she?
Much older than me.
I was going to say.
He was in rehearsals, actually, for a straight week, and I kid you not, he would sit in rehearsal every day for 8 hours and not move and only drink a black venti iced coffee. That's all he'd have.
Wow.
And just sit there and watch. Huh. And Shelley's still very active and very sharp. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't miss a beat. And it was very intimidating for me.
Sure.
So in terms of bringing myself to the part, because I didn't have much to go on, I would try to talk to him.
Yeah.
As much as I could to get a sense of him. Because Shelley's very funny, and I have a sense of humor, but we're very different from one another, very different. The other than funny thing is his family keeps going, how did you get him down so perfectly? How did you? In no way am I trying to do an impersonation.
Sure, sure. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what the most impactful thing on my performance was that I will take as a compliment to why people even compare us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that pretty early on in rehearsals, I asked Shelley, I said, what was it like being one of the only white people, not love men, but white people working in Motown when you weren't in an influential position? And he said, you know, I never really thought about it. And at first, I will be honest, the piece of me in my brain was like, that's BS. Like, how do you do
that? Mm-hmm. Right.
But he said, I simply saw a pretty incredible product, and it was my job to sell it. And that's what I did. That's what I spent all of my energy doing, trying to figure out how I could strategically sell this group.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the spine of my character.
Yeah. Sure.
That informed all of what I do, was all I'm there is to support these men best I can. So all the decisions I have to make, whether it's firing one of them or whatever it is, is based on moving this group forward.
Mm-hmm.
That was very helpful for me. And yeah. I don't even think he realized it. So I like to think that when people say, oh, you're just like Shelley, that it's just because they're seeing his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we as actors do. So that I take it as a compliment.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
That's so interesting. Should we just get right into it and play a game?
Let's play a game.
Sure. Yeah.
Games?
Oh, yes. Games. Let's do this.
I'm so happy.
We'll just start with an old favorite first.
Okay.
We're gonna play a round of Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Awesome, I love this.
Yes.
You're correct.
Don't change the script, y'all.
So you're gonna put two hands on the table. Those are your two clean hands.
Okay.
We're gonna go, it's a categories game.
Okay.
So in rapid succession with a you can move your hands because we're gonna do a queen beat.
Queen beat, I like it.
Oh, I couldn't remember the name of the song for a minute.
Right.
Like, not We Will Rock You. Yes,
We Will Rock You.
Yeah. Not We Are the Champions. Yes, We Are the Champions. Is what I was just doing in my head. We're going to pick a category and then in rapid succession name things in that category to the queen beat that we will all be doing.
Okay.
If you repeat or slip up or like...
You're out.
You're out.
Okay.
You put one hand up. That's your dirty hand. You have two hands up, you're out. When you get a dirty hand, you pick the next category.
Okay.
For everyone.
All right.
Shall we?
Shall we?
I think I get it.
Yeah, we'll do the easy one first. We'll just start with jukebox musicals.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Do I start?
Yeah, you start.
Jersey Boys.
Mamma Mia.
Beautiful.
Summer.
Great.
Ain't Too Proud.
Yeah.
Cher Show.
Good one. Escape from Margaritaville. 2.
We Will Rock You.
Uh-huh.
Rock of Ages.
Good one.
American Idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It was technically already in the order that the album was in, but it's fine. Like, was Tommy a jukebox musical? It's fine. Keep going.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say that. That was my next one, Tommy.
You take it. Yeah. An American in Paris?
Yeah.
We'll let it go. You're the guest. We'll let it slide.
Gershwin?
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah.
Sure.
We hear Gershwin.
Well, in that vein, Crazy for You.
Oh.
Oh,
now I'm messing it up.
Head Over Heels.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
The Elvis one.
The Elvis one.
Million Dollar Quartet.
Did you mean All Shook Up?
I did mean All Shook Up, yeah.
Well, I'm taking that one. I'm taking that one.
So Brian has a hand up.
And now you can pick the category.
Okay, let's do... shows either currently on Broadway or about to open.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like this season and this anything season that's still open.
And anything that's like been announced-ish.
So nothing like Phantom?
No, it's on Broadway, sure.
Okay, on Broadway or coming?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
I'll start and I'll go with Phantom.
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
It's called Unnamed.
Ain't Too Proud.
Wicked.
Hadestown.
Come From Away.
The Lion King.
Tootsie.
Frozen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Oklahoma. I was just doing a laugh around the city of
Kiss Me Kate.
Beautiful.
Kinky Boots.
Network.
Sure.
Play, too. Great.
Yeah, here we are.
That works.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are. We're here.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
King Lear.
See you Monday. The Ferryman.
Legacy.
Sorry.
Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus.
And just like that, Mean Girls.
Yeah. Beautiful. Did I say that already?
Yeah, you said it already.
Oh,
yeah,
damn, I'm out.
That's the third time you said beautiful.
I know.
You love that show.
It's a great jukebox musical.
Okay, so you're out. We
I'm
need
out.
To pick our category.
Yeah, sure. Let's do... we sing King Lear on Monday, so let's do Shakespeare's plays.
Okay.
Shakespeare plays.
Go
and
for
now
it.
It's just the three of us.
Okay. Yes. Go
so
for
who
it.
Starts? You'll start.
Great.
Okay.
Othello.
The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Twelfth Night.
Titus Andronicus.
Gaze, Gary.
Coriolanus?
Uh-huh.
That's how you say it, okay.
Romeo and Juliet.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Twelfth Night? Did you already say that?
He said that already.
Yeah.
Kevin said that already. All right.
Oh.
Hand up.
All right. Kimberly, you choose.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
I choose. favorite Tony performances?
Like oh.
The
song.
Okay.
Okay.
So you don't say the performer, you just say the song?
Yes.
Okay.
You can specify.
Okay, because I, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just like, what's the YouTube title?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I remember all these. Okay.
Do I start?
Yeah.
This is my game.
Yes.
The Wedding Singer opening number.
So good.
That is a good one. Patti LuPone Gypsy number.
Honey, Bernadette Peters Rose's turn number.
Oh, that is so intense.
Okay.
Why did I do it?
Yeah, the wig's coming off. She's like, she's still sick from all of her performances. She's been sick the whole time.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
So
The Color Purple Revival's performance.
Sure. Ooh. The medley? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The original Dreamgirls performance.
Yes. Oh, good. That little, like, 2-year-old who sang Ring of Keys from Fun.
Oh, she's so
good. Oh, my God.
The original Spring Awakening where they bleeped all their curses and it was weird.
Sure, sure.
Hugh Jackman's Boy from Oz.
Yes! The Cinderella performance where I think Laura Osnes fell off the carriage when she was doing
yes,
the song.
Yes,
yes. Oh, when Bret Michaels got hit by a flat.
I'm going to take a hand up because that was like one of the greatest moments I took. Because they pulled out way as far as possible, but you still saw it clocking right in there.
Right down. Oh my goodness.
And then when it, like the story came out where they're like, he refused to come to rehearsal. It's not our fault. Because that was also the Tony opening.
Yeah, he took an extra bow.
That was also where Maria from West Side Story was vocalizing off stage, like getting warming up, and her microphone was on. So during the opening number, you heard her vocalize.
I love that.
That was the hot mess of the Tony opening.
What year was that?
It was Neil Patrick Harris was hosting.
So, was that like 2010?
I was going to say like 2009. It might have been longer.
Yeah.
That was an epic
Kevin,
opening.
Kevin, you picked the category.
Yeah. I picked a category.
Wait, can I just share one? What I was going to share?
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, everyone should watch it.
Sure.
It's not a traditional Tony's performance, but Charles Nelson Reilly. When Charles Nelson Reilly does this bizarre madcap recap of like the entire season, and all of his performances pop up, whether it's Hello Dolly, Frump, etc., it's incredible. You should watch
okay.
it.
Okay. I will.
Just know.
Oh, we could put that for Monday.
We should do that on Must Watch Monday. I'll put that out there.
So, it's really special.
Cool.
Amazing.
Oh, post your favorite Tony performances in the Facebook group.
Yeah, do it. Let's watch it. I want to watch those all day long.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, I'm
going to okay, so
fan.
We're jumping off we're jumping off the Tony discussion because they recently have announced that James Corden is going to be
yes.
I was about to say his Tony's. First opening
so
number with the kids.
That's so good.
When the kids.
So I was going to say while we're all excited for James Corden to host,
sure,
this category is going to be other big Broadway names who would do a great job hosting the Tony Awards.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Do you start?
I start. Okay, I'll go with Bette Midler.
Very good. I'm going to say Otter McDonald.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, I would watch that.
John Mulaney.
Definitely.
Bitter.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
Harvey Firestone.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yes. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, he counts.
Yeah.
He counts.
Absolutely counts.
Well, then can I say James Corden?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, he's got to do it.
Okay. I'm saying you're out. He's the reason we're doing this.
I did set up the category as other people.
Yeah.
And then say James Corden.
Do you want to know who I think should really do it, though?
Who?
Michael Urie and Vanessa Williams, and they should make their character on Ugly Betty.
Yeah.
Like there could be a lot of fun there.
Absolutely.
They would have a lot of fun together.
That would be awesome.
Ooh, I would like that.
All right, Kevin.
Okay. So I get to come up with a category for you two.
So Kimberly has one
hand
up.
I have one hand up. You do not. So
yeah, he's totally in.
Just be sudden death. If
yeah,
I'm
let's
out,
just
I'm
do
out.
Sudden death. Yeah, totally.
Oh, well, anyway, if I'm out, I'm out.
But well, yeah. I know what
I mean, I could be mean and be like, names of people who are temptations.
But I haven't seen the show.
And I was like, Shelley Berger. I haven't read the script yet, so.
Okay, so, fine. We're gonna say famous Motown X.
Sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Go okay. for it.
Okay. Okay.
We can do this together.
Okay. All right. Okay. Me start?
Yes.
Okay. The Supremes.
The Temptations.
The Pips.
The Shirelles?
The All-Stars. I have to knock myself out. That is not a group.
Well, all of us, Brian and I both turned to Kimberly like, what you got, girl?
Yeah, like, I was like, the All-Stars. Like the Converse. So confident.
Well, I appreciate okay.
That was also That was also a power move, because now you choose the category for this sudden death.
True.
Oh.
Okay. But to be clear, ideally Broadway related.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Totally up to you.
Well, you did baseball teams once. Kevin did so well.
Yeah, I got out first.
No, he was terrible.
I was like, the Chargers.
The Stinkers.
Yeah,
okay.
The All-Stars.
I think I said the Rockford Peaches.
Yeah, it's a baseball team. We didn't specify MLB or not. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna make it easy but hard.
Okay.
It's easy to be hard, if you will.
Thank you so much.
Good one.
Movie musicals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sweeney Todd.
Funny Face.
Very good. Chicago.
Oklahoma.
Funny Face was a movie?
It was. Yes. Audrey Hepburn.
Funny Girl.
Oh, very good. Oh, no, that's not.
Incredible.
Carousel.
Cats.
Singing in the Rain.
Very good. Lil Abner.
Oh, God. Yes. Crybaby.
Really?
Wait, is
42nd
that...
Street.
I thought Crybaby was a regular movie that then became a musical.
Yeah.
But he's in a band and he sings sometimes.
But is that like saying The Wedding Singer is a movie musical?
I'm gonna.
Digestic
or non-diegetic?
Can you digest it?
Is it digestible?
You're gonna
get me out on Crybaby.
I think so.
All right.
So then that means you won.
You win. Can I make myself another drink?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you know, you guys, I'm gonna become the fourth host, y'all. I'm just telling you. I'm inviting myself in.
Yes.
I'll become an investor in Broadwaisted.
Next time Kevin has to go see The Lion King instead of coming to the show. Yeah, just be his.
That's what happened last recording.
So
I got a free ticket to The Lion King and I went.
But we have a Patreon page.
We do.
And we have some questions for you directly from our listeners.
Okay.
So one of them is, what was an actor growing up that you really looked to for, you know, your idolization of this and wanted to do it?
Austin Pendleton.
Oh, yeah?
Austin Pendleton. Who was the original model?
Yeah.
In Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm.
Just
a such choir. A good show.
Such a good
Kevin
show.
Kevin is a new fan of Fiddler on
I
the Roof.
I just saw the Yiddish Fiddler, and it was my first ever Fiddler production.
Sitting next to him was the best.
Okay.
There was a lot of...
Because I thought the show was just like a madcap farce about like an old Jewish guy whose three daughters like trick him into letting him marry who they want. And then I was like, what is happening? Their culture is dying. Why is this happening?
He's like, look at this. They're being taken away.
Yeah. I got really emotional.
And eventually he goes, why does everyone hate them?
So, Brian, this might be interesting to you.
Yeah.
After high school, I really didn't do musicals.
Okay.
I didn't want to do musicals. I didn't study musical theater. I was not interested. My bulk of my career wasn't doing musicals until 2014, when Molly Smith at Arena asked me to audition for Fiddler on the Roof for the role of Muddle. And then I was like, I'm not really, it's not really something. I don't dance. I sing, but I didn't really feel like that was my thing.
Sure.
But I did that play, and I was blown away. I didn't know musicals could be this. I didn't have a sense. I had a love of them, but I didn't know as an actor that I could invest myself in a story that way. And it was Fiddler on the Roof that really did that for me. And that was the only reason I auditioned for Les Mis on Broadway. The only reason. It was my first New York audition. I was not interested.
And like the second musical you did since you were nominated for a Rising Star Award for the lead?
I mean, isn't that wild?
Yes!
You can't walk away from the theater once you've been nominated for a Rising Star Award.
Okay. But anyway, it was Fiddler on the Roof that really did that for
me. That's awesome.
It was a really, as an actor, I was like, this is game changing. And also, Molly Smith is a very special director. And I never forget, you know, it's a musical, and our first 3 days in that process was around a table. It doesn't matter who you were, whether you were a swing, a dancer, and you had to, she'd look across the room and say, hey, Eric, and Eric, you know, might have been villager number two. What are you doing in the scene? And it blew my mind. And sure, that was, so like, motivating. Cool. So I have a deep love of Fiddler on the Roof.
That's awesome. Well...
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
What was the first cast album you ever bought or, like, remember burning all the way through?
Guys and Dolls, Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
Favorite. Sure. That was my album. I say it as though I, like, jammed it, but I did. I loved it.
You're like, dude, I got the horse right here.
I love that.
Do you have a favorite show on Broadway right now? Not Ain't Too Proud?
You know what shocked me was Come From Away.
Sure.
It's so good. It's
the
so
first good. Like 15 minutes, I was like, oh, I'm not going to like this. And by the end, I was like, oh my God, this is remarkable. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, or is Joe really Popsky like, do I like this?
Yeah, exactly. The Joe Popsky reward.
That's what his mom thinks during shows.
Do I like this? What is this?
And then like it clicks.
She's got to get past it.
Yeah. Well, so you said that you didn't do musicals, and then somehow you were brought to musicals.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to bring you somewhere else.
We are. Oh, I like that.
Tuesdays in the Corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's Corner.
Welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I have three highly researched questions for you that I did research on Wikipedia. This Kevin's Corner is brought to you by our sponsors at goldstar.com, one of the best places to get tickets to live events and live experiences in New York. Mm-hmm. So each of these questions starts with an awesome thing that you can get on goldstar.com/broadwasted by going there and using the code broadwasted. You can get an extra $10 off these cool little things. So let's see where these questions go and see if you can follow how smart I am. Okay, so question one. If you visit www.goldstar.com/broadwasted, mm-hmm. you can express your need for speed anywhere in the country with discounts on go-kart racing at any national K1 speed location. K1 Speed's nationwide indoor go-kart racing lets you race your friends, family, colleagues, or race the clock in a fun and friendly environment. An environment variable, however, is a dynamic named value that can affect the way running processes all behave on a computer. For example, a running process can query the value of the temp environment variable to discover suitable location to store temporary files, or the home or user profile variable to find the directory structure owned by the user running the process.
No.
Right? But... process philosophy, also ontology of becoming, processism, or philosophy of organism, identifies metaphysical reality with change. In opposition to the classical model of change as illusory, as argued by Parmenides, or accidental, as argued by Aristotle, process of philosophy regards change as the cornerstone of reality, the cornerstone of being thought of as becoming. So my question is... if you were becoming selectively psychic, where you were totally for real psychic, but only about one specific thing, would you rather your selectively psychic power be that you always know exactly what time to leave somewhere to get to the subway station and have your train of choice pulling up right when you're getting there? Or would you rather be able to know exactly what time a UPS or FedEx package is being delivered to your apartment so you never miss the delivery?
Before I answer that question, Kevin?
Yes.
I didn't eat anything before the matinee.
Yep.
So these two drinks, I'm already a little tipsy. So a lot of what you just said took me for a little bit of a roller coaster. But I'm absolutely going to say A, knowing when the subway was.
Wouldn't that be great?
Definitely.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because that feeling of going down and it's just like your train is pulling up, especially when there's like not that many people on it.
Oh my God.
You just like walk on and sit down. It's magic.
My God. Yes.
Like, especially when it's like after 10:30 at night, because like that's like you're basically in the Thunderdome where you're not really sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
Say like
which is every day of my life.
I was going to say, after every performance you do.
After doing Les Mis on Broadway for a year, you were like, it's 12 o'clock. Why the hell am I stuck on that floor?
Everything's local.
We got on the train the other day at 11:30 and it was packed to the gills. And I was like, where did these people go?
Yeah. We're like,
why
what are y'all
are
doing?
Home
doing?
So
it's Tuesday.
Yes. It was like, home.
Yeah, it was like everyone got out of King Lear and the Ferryman and just came straight onto this one train.
Really.
So that was a good one. So we're going to move on to question two. Do you think you can handle this?
Yeah. Well, the question was easy. The setup the, how we was got really, there. I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. You can just kind of zone out for 30 seconds and come back in for the question.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
If you visit www.goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can go under the big top at Citi Field in Flushing to discover Cirque du Soleil's Luzia, a poetic and acrobatic ode to the rich, vibrant culture of Mexico, a country whose wealth stems from an extraordinary mix of influences and creative collisions, and a land that inspires awe with its breathtaking landscapes and architectural wonders. The Wonder Swan is a handheld game console released in Japan by Bandai, maybe? One of those two. That was developed by Gunpei Yokoi's company, Koto Laboratory, and Bandai. Yokoi, thank you. And was the last piece of hardware Yokoi developed before his death in 1997. The 1997 NBA playoffs concluded with the Eastern Conference champion, the Chicago Bulls, defeating the Western Conference champion, the Utah Jazz, 4-2. This was the Bulls' second straight title, the fifth overall. They actually completed a three-peat by beating Utah again in 1998. And Michael Jordan was named the NBA Finals MVP for the fifth time in his career. So my question is, who would you name as the MVP of your show, Ain't Too Proud? And who would you name as the MVP of this current Broadway season?
Wow. What a risky question, Kevin.
And I will preface by saying that all of us are aware that your entire cast is lovely and you love them all. So we're not trying to say, like, who do you think is better than other people? I'm just saying if you had to pick somebody through, it doesn't even have to be somebody on stage. If there's somebody who through this process is just, like, the MVP of bringing your show together, who would that be?
Well, I do have a pretty clear decision, and I think everyone on our cast would actually agree with this. In a lot of ways, maybe not. You know, Ephraim Sykes is a remarkable actor. And a remarkable singer and a remarkable dancer. And what's crazy is that he is remarkably humble from his head to his pinky toe. And he is such a shining example of someone who bottles all of that innate talent and also somehow is so grateful. And to me, that makes him the MVP.
That's amazing.
Truly. I'm really... the first day I got up in rehearsal to do my scene with him, you know, David Ruffin and Shelley Berger in real life hated each other.
Right.
Oh.
And Shelley Berger openly says if he walked by David Ruffin's grave, he'd spit on it today.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They hated each other. And on my very first scene, I don't enter until a while into the first act, they introduce me as the new manager, and David Ruffin's basically like, well, who the hell are you?
Yep.
And I remember Ephraim walked up to me, and he said, the scene was going fine, and he came up to me, and he sort of challenges me in the scene, and I forgot all my lines. Because Ephraim just has this palpable quality. And while this entire cast, and I'm not just saying this just because I'm being polite, while he is remarkably, they're all incredibly capable, Ephraim is a really just a special dude.
That's awesome.
And he's my MVP. 100%.
That's amazing. Who would you say is the MVP of this current Broadway season?
Yeah, good question.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say Bryan Cranston. Even though I have not seen Network, I'm a huge Bryan Cranston fan. And
he's got the talent thing down. He's pretty good.
I hear that what he's doing after having done it in London too is just really, really.
Oh, I forgot he did it in London.
Yeah, so
I forgot that too.
Special. Yeah. So I'm gonna give him the MVP.
Amen.
Amazing.
I'm also gonna steal his happy opening sign. You know, we get these happy opening signs. I'm gonna steal his because I'm a huge fan.
do it.
I'm still in the network.
So just good. Good job. And yes. You almost made it through Kevin's corner. You got one more to go. You think you got it in you?
Yeah, I think I do.
All right, here we go. If you visit www.goldstar.com/broadwasted, you can experience history coming alive as you find yourself in remarkable and little-known lower Manhattan locations meaningful to the lives and partnership of Hamilton and Washington and the dawn of the United States on the Hamilton and Washington Secrets of the Past walking tour. You will stand in awe by the tavern where Washington bid farewell to his officers, celebrate at the site of Washington's monumentous inauguration, gain insights into the duel between Hamilton and Aaron Burr, mm-hmm. pay your respects at the final resting place in the Hamiltons, and much more. Much More is a song for Louisa in The Fantastics that is loosely based in the play The Romancers by David Rostand. Rostand sounds like Ronstadt, as in Linda Marie Ronstadt, who is a retired American popular music singer known for singing in a wide range of genres. I know, that's actually on her Wikipedia page. It says a retired singer, and I was like, that's rude. But not rude enough to take out of my sentence.
Bravo,
let that
Kevin.
Shit in. So she's a retired American popular music singer. Known for singing a wide range of genres, including rock, country, light opera. Light opera.
Oh,
that's from her Pirates of Penzance movie.
Yes!
Of course.
And Latin. She has earned 10 Grammy Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, an Emmy Award, and an ALMA Award. And many of her albums have been certified gold, platinum, or multi-platinum in the United States and internationally.
Cool.
So my question is, if you were casting a fantasy Broadway musical version of the internationally panned 1997 film Batman and Robin, who would you cast as the following characters? So first, who would you cast as Batman, the George Clooney part?
People didn't like that movie?
You know who I'm going to cast, because I don't think he works as much anymore, but he's still like a hero of mine from when I was younger. Robert Cuccioli.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. I'm down with that. Who's going to play Robin, the Chris O'Donnell part? Chris O'Donnell. Like late 90s Chris O'Donnell? Yes,
no,
please.
No, I agree.
You know who I'm going to say?
Bring it.
I'm going to say Joe Carroll, who is playing the prince in Frozen right
he
now.
Is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That boy can act.
Yeah, he was the drummer in Bandstand.
Yes. Sure. And he's also Alex Fink's husband, who was Cosette when I did Les Mis.
And okay.
This boy's an actor. His prince the other day on Frozen was pretty killer. I'm going to say Joe Carroll.
Oh, I love that. Batgirl, Alicia Silverstone.
Okay. Not super well known, but I'm going to say a great gal named E.J. Zimmerman. She's a young, fabulous Asian American actress who's super funny. And as a killer voice.
Cool.
All right.
Perfect. That's perfect for Batgirl. And then we have Arnold Schwarzenegger for Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, Brooks Eschmonskis.
Oh, yes.
This show is going to win all the Tonys now. And Uma Thurman's Poison Ivy.
Ooh. Gotta have Jennifer Smart.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That sounds so good. And that has been Kevin's Corner. Well done, sir.
Oh my gosh, I really, really, really hope this is my audition to like sometimes be a surprise fourth host or an alternate. I really hope.
Yeah. I'm going to try Swing Nation with Aaron Albano.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want this.
Well, another test for you. Let's play our last game.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome. Oh, I forgot about all these rules until I just read them again. Sure. I'm so excited. This game is called the Jukebox Lunchbox.
Great.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So, in an imaginary world, I've opened up a dinner theater created exclusively to produce new jukebox musicals.
Okay.
So, I have some artists that have a wide catalog that have not gotten a jukebox review yet.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So, they're here.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have... already happened.
And then we have some Lights of Broadway show cards over here. Okay. So, what you're going to do is pick an artist from that pile.
Sure.
There are extras in case you don't know someone.
Great.
Or, like, don't know their songs enough. Then you're going to pick a leading actor or some sort of person from the Lights of Broadway show card deck.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to describe the plot of this jukebox musical. Doesn't have to be a bio musical.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And also describe to me the menu and the signature drinks at this dinner theater.
Great.
who is producing this show.
Okay. Love it. I get extra tipsy at this point, so like that was a lot of rules.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. So Kevin goes first.
Yeah, I'll go
okay,
first.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, so I pulled a name and a card.
Okay.
As so, you were instructed.
Yes. Okay. So this is
you can
is
also
the...
name the dinner theater if you want.
Oh, what is her dinner theater called?
Who's her?
Kimberly's.
Me. Oh.
We can change names with each show.
Sure, sure.
Oh, okay. This this place is called the
scratch.
Perfect. The this is
you
the doggy bag theater.
Oh.
Okay.
Because the food is so good and we give you so much, you're going to want to take some home.
Okay, great, okay, great.
And
great.
This is a new Shania Twain jukebox musical.
Oh. Yes.
That is starring Miss Idina Menzel returning to...
Wait, honestly?
Yeah.
That don't impress me that much.
I'm okay with it.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't take my song! So, the musical is called From This Moment On.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it is... So, Idina was in If Then. I'm inspired by your cup, Josh. So, she was in If Then, where it's like you see like what happens each way, like in two different things. But
okay.
From This Moment On is like every hour... There's this woman who, like, a moment hits on the hour where her life jumps to a different part of her life.
Is this a play on From This Moment On? You for me, dear, only two for...
Oh, it's her song. The, like,
song.
From this moment,
oh
as long
so
as I live.
I'm so embarrassed. Okay, okay, okay. Anyway, keep going.
So, yeah, so it's, like, every hour when it hits the hour and you hear, like, a big clock chime, like, she jumps somewhere into her other, like, another part of
like
her life.
Time traveler's wife.
Yes.
Okay.
But like she only stays there for 5 minutes and then okay. she goes back to her life.
Okay.
So it's just like,
wow.
It's like her trying to figure out if it's like, if she can change anything in those 5 minutes that really affects her life. And so like she gets thrown to a bar when she meets her first husband and she sings That Don't Impress Me Much. But like she stops herself because like she's supposed to be with that guy, but she like pushed him away.
Okay.
So it's like all these songs that she has like of like these like, like fun songs are all things that like were fun in her memory, but now she keeps being thrown back to like fix it.
Okay. Did you just make all this up?
Yes. Yes.
Is this the game? Okay.
It is
I'm stressed because that was impressive to me.
That's From This
Ryan,
Moment
go
on.
For it.
So obviously now that I own the dinner theater, it's gonna mm-hmm. be called The Dinner Time Rhyme.
Okay.
And sure. So the first show that we're putting up is we got Carolee Carmello to come to and do
okay.
a show
yeah.
By the Eagles. It's obviously going to be called Hotel California.
Right.
And she plays like the owner of this inn
yeah.
and essentially the Hotel California, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just about all the crazy things that happens at this place.
Yep.
So a little bit like Fawlty Towers.
Oh, okay,
like
yeah.
very, very like... funny, slapsticky,
okay.
And all the crazy thing that happens using the using
Eagles
songs.
Music.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's your food?
Oh
yeah.
Obviously, quail.
Not
we
quail.
Serve all kinds of
honey.
Gamey. Like,
okay. Yeah,
yeah. 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 Of course.
That makes sense.
And then our drink is obviously Bud Light, the Eagle, the most American
yeah,
thing. Yeah, absolutely.
For our show, the doggy bag thing, the doggy bag theater,
sure.
The food is, what is it? It's a sandwich called From This Moment On Rye. And
I love
it's just,
it.
It's whatever deli meat they happen to have at that moment, they just put it on rye bread.
Oh, you can obviously amazing. Also order a tequila sunrise.
Oh, right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
I love
Josh.
It. okay. So at Kimberly's. Lights of Food Broadway.
yeah.
We are putting on a new production of Country Time, starring Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Featuring the musics of Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Of course, which tells the story of an elderly black man trying to make his way in the South as a country singer.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And... he goes through the trials and tribulations of being elderly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Of being in the Deep South and being
he's
a black
trying to
man
figure
trying
out a phone.
To sing.
He's like,
yeah.
Operator, can you put me on through?
That's right.
I don't know,
that's
my phone.
Right. And
he's got friends in low places.
Yes.
Yeah.
But featuring all the hits of Garth Brooks, none of which are coming to mind now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But you know what? If you come to Kimberly's Lights of
Broadway Food Theater.
Thank you. That you created. You will see Brian Stokes Mitchell starring in it, and you will get it all.
Yeah. Now, and also, I hope that in some point in Act Two, he goes through like a dark rock phase. So he does like the what was the character? What was his other persona's name? Do you remember that when Garth Brooks released like a rock album under a different name?
Oh, I do. My mom bought it.
And he wore like a
wig, a
black wig and a soul patch.
No.
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines. That's right.
I'm lucky I knew it was country music. I'll buy that
one. Right, Kimberly, tell us about your dinner theater.
Great. So my dinner theater is called Under the Cherry Moon.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Because obviously it is a Prince jukebox musical directed by Alex Timbers.
Oh, wow.
Wait, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
I want this in
real
life.
To actually happen, yes.
Yes.
Let's secret this.
Yeah, all of the waitstaff are dressed as different eras of Prince. But
all in purple.
What you yes, of course. And then what you see on stage is
the actors formerly known as waitstaff.
Currently known as waitstaff.
Oh my god,
that's so good.
And the show is a little City of Angels, in that it is part black and white and part in like full Technicolor, just depending on whether it's a scene or a musical number.
Love this.
There is obviously the whole set revolves around a little red Corvette, and it just gets bigger and bigger throughout the show.
Yeah.
And then all of the items on the menu are desserts. It's desserts only.
Love it.
Just because it's... Everything's so sweet and nice.
Wait, what was this called? Lunchbox Theater? What was this called?
Jukebox Lunchbox?
Loved it.
Loved it. Super fun.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, if then, Ruben and Claire.
Cheers. I don't mean to disappoint you, but that's the end of our episode.
No, I really am bummed.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you guys, I could spend the whole day. I'm not kidding.
You've been super fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can follow him at J Morgan Arts. You can, of course, go see Ain't Too Proud.
Yeah,
currently
guys.
Playing at the Imperial.
It's a really fun time.
Yeah. Definitely go to... our friends at Gold Star to potentially help you get tickets to that and other things.
Yeah.
Goldstar.com/broadwasted. Use our code broadwasted, $10 off your order, already discounted tickets.
Yep.
Definitely check out Gold Star.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time. The Tony nominations are coming out April 30th. You want to go out and see everything now.
Get ready
so that you can watch the Tony broadcast.
For sure.
With James Corden and have seen as much stuff as possible.
Oh, yeah, James Corden, right?
James Corden. Right.
And then we also have a Patreon. Don't forget, Kimberly.
Of course, our Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You can support us and help us do this for you more often. You also get a full extra podcast every month.
Yeah.
Really? And and of course you can follow us at Broadwasted on all social media.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also join our Facebook group.
We do fun stuff over there like Must Watch Monday, some fun polls and stuff like that.
But we always end our episode with a quote.
We do.
Yep.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Aww.
When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My girl. Talk about my girl.
Aww. From Street Scene.
Yes. Glasses. He can't see without his glasses. But as we end every episode, we raise our glass. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Reliving those New Jersey days.
Yes.
But as we end every episode,
Zootuwop.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.